I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Well, BP is not going to be able to dodge the Hodge because joining us is Captain Kelly Sweeney, also our news director, Andy DeRiso, and we're talking about the Gulf soon. We're going to talk about what's going on at the North Pole, and you're not going to want to miss that because, folks, it could be big, very big. And, of course, as I mentioned as we went into the break, we're going to open up for your calls and take some of them as we go after our next break, which is in about 4 minutes. So anyways, I mentioned Captain Kelly Sweeney, author of the book On the Bridge, is with us. And Captain Sweeney, we were talking about rumors and how our government invites rumors by not being, shall we say, transparent.
Well, I think that's exactly right, Dave. And as far as I'm concerned, what needs to be done? We talked a little bit about that. Here's what I think we need to start with. H.R. 5629 was sponsored by Jim Oberstar from Minnesota, who lost in the recent election and won't be returning to Congress this session. However, the guy who's going to replace him, looks like, is going to be Representative Micah from Florida, and he has also been a strong advocate of the U.S. Maritime interests, the U.S. Merchant Marine, and America in general, and is a proponent also of H.R. 5629, which would require, it's going to come up for a vote in the full House, it would require that only U.S. flag drilling rigs be allowed to drill for our oil in our territorial waters, not only in the Gulf, but off the coast of California, up in Alaska, everywhere. And I hope that all the listeners will get on their congressional representatives and tell them, hey, vote yes on H.R. 5629, because it's not about, in my opinion, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever. This is the right thing to do. And the other thing it would do is that right now there's a limit of liability, in other words, a maximum, that oil companies would have to pay in the event of an oil spill for damages, $75
million. How convenient.
Which is chump change. This would change that to $1.5 billion. And as far as I'm concerned, that's long overdue, and another reason why we need H.R. 5629 to become law.
H.R. 5629. Kelly, I have to tell you, unless the people get off their duffs and really make this an issue with their representatives, it's going to go down in flames because it's anti-free trade. It's protectionism. It's basically the opposite direction that our liberal Congress has taken us in. So it's going to take the people minding the store on this one to get it through, don't you think?
I sure do. I mean, I believe, in opening up markets when we can and in getting people working, but I don't believe doing that at the detriment to U.S. citizens. I don't want to see foreign mariners carrying cargo between one U.S. port and another. That's why we have the Jones Act, and it's been in law for many years. And I don't want to see foreign drilling rigs like the Deepwater Horizon come in, kill 11 men, and then thumb their nose at the investigators, U.S. Coast Guard and Bureau of Ocean Energy Management investigators, when they ask what went on, and to withhold information like BP, another foreign company, did not come clean on what happened and how they caused this disaster in our waters. It's going to affect our citizens, and that we're going to have to pay for ultimately as taxpayers.
I mean, what you're saying is, government, stop lying to us.
I would say that government needs to get in there and do what's right. It doesn't matter how much money these lobbyists give. I mean, the oil industry has, I can't remember, I read somewhere, a huge number of lobbyists, for every person in Congress. So I'm sure they're always banging down the door and sweet-topping the representative. But that doesn't clean the oil off the Gulf. That doesn't bring the dead coral back, and that knows, who knows what else is going on down there.
Well, we're going to ask you about one other thing regarding people's health when we come back from the break, and then we're going to change directions and go to the North Pole. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Kelly Sweeney and your calls after a word from these sponsors.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And now, America's most independent talk show host, Dave Hodges.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest is Captain Kelly Sweeney. Also joining us is our news director, Andy DeRiso. And you may have recognized that last bumper song is China Girl. They might soon be owning our country. All they got to do is call in the bonds. But anyway, that's another topic for another time. Kelly, in the first half hour in our news segment, Andy and I discussed the following. I've been in contact with a public interest law firm that wants to stay under the radar just for the moment. Soon, I have a feeling, or certainly I think by the spring, I'll have them on the air. But they go down there and they take people who they say have been pressured, their health care providers have been pressured by BP and their minions to issue, let's say, diagnostic illness reports that don't reflect toxicity from the benzenes, from Corexit and such. And then they take these people inland 200 and 300 miles, and they get a totally different diagnosis. Are you aware of any of this?
I'm not aware of the bringing in the people of 300 or 400 miles inland. I am aware of that during the time that there were many oil spill cleanup workers out at sea, I had a number of friends who were on vessels cleaning up the oil, and there were airplanes directly above their head dropping Corexit on their head above the vessel and putting it into the ostensibly into the Gulf of Mexico, but it was covering the boats that were working up cleaning the surface oil. And there were over 1,000, it was reported, and I'm sure it's more than that now, oil spill cleanup workers who claimed that they were being affected by the corrosion and by the effects of crude oil. As you point out, rightly so, crude oil has a lot of other substances in it that it ultimately gets refined out, benzene, toluene, a lot of heavy-duty chemicals. So anyway, what the head of BP came out and said during this time when these people were getting ill was, well, it must have been bad food. It couldn't have been the dispersant.
A little indigestion, of course.
Yeah, a little indigestion, something, you know, bad, you know, sandwich or something. So the bottom line is there have been doctors that have come out and said, hey, this is the real deal when it comes to the effects of dispersants and corrected. Some of them, there have been a number of doctors who were involved with cases from the Exxon Valdez when corrected was used there and were able to come to some definite conclusions as far as how it affects people's health. So I would not be surprised that they're doing this, Dave, and I'm very concerned about this because they don't really know. Corrected is not supposed to be taken internally. It's on the right on the material safety data sheet. You are not supposed to take corrected internally, and yet there's people breathing it in, there's people absorbing it in their skin, and there's people that were drinking it in their drinking water while they were out at sea.
I guarantee flippin' to you, Kelly, that when that stuff made its way onto shore, it got into the tributaries, into the groundwater, and people are drinking it too.
I think that's very likely. As a matter of fact, there was a test not too long ago, within the last 2 weeks, I think it was right off the coast of Alabama, right on the shore, and they found corrected in the water. So that people were swimming and fishing in it and everything, but the level was too low that it wasn't a concern.
You know,
that was the official response.
It's one thing to have an accident, Kelly. It's another thing to become an accomplice after the fact, to do this kind of harm to people. And you just have to wonder, the people at the pyramids of power, the top of these pyramids, the BP and these government agencies that we entrust to investigate this, you know, how do they raise their kids? How do they go home and look their spouse in the eye and say they did a good day's work?
Well, I think that the problem, I mean, I've never been a government official per se, and I mean, you know, I've done government contracts on ship, but that's about as close as I've got, Dave. But I think that they represent everybody, and so it's hard for them to finally make a decision because they're trying to please all different sides. I mean, I'm sure that a number of the oil companies are uptight about these new rules that they're going to have for drilling, and part of the reason they lifted the moratorium on the inspection of equipment, different blowout preventer requirements, but they still didn't go the next step, which in my opinion they have to do, and that's to get rid of those foreigners from drilling for oil in our waters and get these rigs with crude by Americans and working under American rules. But so far they haven't even done that. And so that's the reason 5629 has got to come for a vote.
Yeah, but the reason I'm not optimistic, my friend, is because look at how they've handled illegal immigration.
Yeah, I mean, it's all I can do is keep pushing, and I'm not going to.
No, and I agree. I agree with you. And you know what? We will push it here too. Let's go to the lines and welcome Sean, calling in from Idaho. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave, Annie, and Captain Kelly Sweeney.
Hoi, Sean. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, Sean, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hoi, Sean. Where are you from in Idaho?
North Idaho, Sandpoint.
Okay, I've been there a number of times. I grew up in Spokane.
Oh, you did? So you've been over to the Lake Ponderay then?
Yep, I have, matter of fact. We brought my wife over there. It's a very nice place.
Excellent. Yeah, we like it here, too. Tell me, how to address this? These frequent and persistent rumors that the Gulf Stream has stopped, or at least slowed down to an extreme amount, and what, if that is so, what effect that's going to have on this spill?
Well, the in answer to part A, the Gulf Stream has definitely been erratic. And there's a website where you can track the Gulf Stream. If you just Google Gulf Stream, there's a website where it actually tell you the coordinates of where it is and how fast it's moving. I was on an oceanographic ship as first officer a number of years ago, and we were right in the Gulf Stream down by the Florida Strait and did experiments And I asked the chief scientist, so what's going on? Why are we sitting right here in the middle of the Gulf Stream? And he goes, because we want to find out the indications of when the Gulf Stream stops, because it looks like it's starting to do that. Now, the Gulf Stream is essential in many ways because it's basically a warm water river.
It's a big deal.
That's right. It's a very big deal for a number of reasons, not the least of which is weather. It keeps the East Coast from being too frigid, and certainly keeps England, Ireland, Greenland from being just basically socked in with ice. That warm water basically saves them. And so the fact that it might be slowing down or stopping is of real concern for the people who live on those areas. Now, as far as the oil spill, I don't think right now they would have any idea of how the Gulf Stream stopping would affect the underwater oil, because I don't believe they know exactly where the underwater oil is.
Yeah. That is a very very good answer to this. It's a very difficult question. I've looked at several different websites, including NOAA, NASA. I've got this Robert B. Gagosian. Do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
He
used to be head of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.
Correct. You are a sharp cookie, Captain. We're trying to decide. We can absolutely prove that it slowed down quite a bit, but the stopping part, I mean, if that stops for any amount of time at all, that is you know, the biggest news. That's huge.
It sure is, Sean, and it'll affect all of us, because what happens in the Gulf affects all of us. 25% of our domestic oil comes out of the Gulf of Mexico. What happens down there affects all Americans, whether we live in Idaho or Washington, where I live, or Arizona or wherever. It affects all of us, and it's important to keep tabs on it. And you, my friend, are also sharp, keeping tabs of those websites, and because the Gulf Stream is a major issue, and I appreciate you as a mariner looking into that.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your call, Sean. Good call. Annie's got a question.
Well, that was my question.
Well, let's link it back into the oil, Annie, though, because I think we got an answer that the Gulf Stream may be slowing down or perhaps stopping. But your question to me off air, Annie, was more pointed.
Well, is the Gulf Stream being affected by the oil itself?
Right now, I don't think so. From the indications that I hear, I don't believe so. But I think it's the other way around. I think that the how the Gulf Stream is moving is going to affect the loop current, and which could affect, you know, the movement of the underwater oil. But as far as the oil stopping the Gulf Stream, I have not seen any indication of that.
Kelly, correct me if I'm wrong, but if we have, as some Georgia professors were saying, 80% of the oil is not cleaned up, it's actually 80% of the oil still under the water, doesn't that still pose the danger then for, let's say, the resurfacing of this oil because of some turbulence, and then increasing the possibility of methane bombs that we've discussed before?
Well, I think that there's no question about the underwater oil is coming up already, Dave. I mean, like I said, there's 500 miles of beach that is being cleaned up on this Operation Deep Clean daily. It gets oiled, it gets coated in oil every day. And that's underwater oil that's coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. So it's already affecting things. And as where it will go from here, well, I mean, I think it's anybody's guess right now, but nobody knows for sure where that underwater oil is. There's been some oceanographic vessels that have gone out, done surveys, found oil on the bottom of the ocean, on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. And so at this point, I don't think that anybody really knows for sure where that underwater oil is. They just know it's down there. And it's not going away real quick. I mean, a little bit might be dissipating, but yes, you're absolutely right. It's going to continue to come up. That's what Operation Deep Clean is all about. They're getting oil beaches, 500 miles of beach every day.
But isn't the submerged oil still a risk at resurfacing and becoming a bomb?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think that the methane hold it there
with the question mark, Kelly, because we're into the break. But I want to head towards the North Pole. When we come back, stay tuned, everybody. More with Kelly Sweeney on the other side, and wait till you hear what he has to say about the North Pole.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
one 800 313 9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. Joining us tonight is our very special guest for return visit, Kelly. I think this is your fifth time back on our show, if I'm not mistaken. And Captain Kelly Sweeney, and also joining us is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, the goddess of the news airwaves, as we now lovingly like to call her. And Captain, my 9-year-old boy, soon to be 10, is turning his attention toward the North Pole this time of year. He knows that St. Nick is up there and getting ready to bring him some pretty good things. That's if inflation doesn't wipe out our Christmas. But there's something else going on at the North Pole that you wanted to bring to the attention of our listeners.
I sure do. But let me tell you first, Dave, every time I come on here, I can inevitably say that it's always a pleasure talking with you and Annie, number one. Number two, the audience always asks good questions. Sean was an indication right there of the good questions that people ask. And the third thing is it always seems much shorter when it's done. It always seems like just a few minutes when we talk. It goes very quickly, and I really enjoy it.
I got to tell you that you remain one of our most popular guests, and the emails verify that. And we thank you for taking the time out.
My pleasure, my friend. Well, as far as your son in the North Pole is concerned, well, I don't know if Santa speaks Russian or not and says Zatbidanya as he's going along distributing presents or what. But right now, the listeners may recall a few years ago when the Russian submarine went under the ice and stuck a Russian flag on top of the North Pole below the in the Arctic Ocean.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, and we thought it was all symbolic, but it really wasn't symbolic.
We might have thought it was symbolic, but the Russians didn't think it was symbolic. They meant that this. They were staking their claim, and now the same commander of the sub who did that is on a survey of three. And I think he's about 3 or 4 weeks into a 3-month survey that they are now going to map the land underneath, the bottom of the ocean, to defend that claim, the Arctic claim. And because you see, the Russians are claiming that well over half the Arctic Ocean is there. It doesn't matter that you have Norway and Canada and the United States and many other countries that have borders to the Arctic Ocean on the north, but they are claiming it. And the reason is obvious, because there's up to 25% of the world's undiscovered oil is under the Arctic Ocean. Matter of fact, Shell, I have a friend right now who was coming back on a vessel that was doing surveys for Shell in the Arctic region north of Alaska in preparation for drilling next year, putting a rig up there. And so there's oil, there's gold, there's diamonds, there's natural gas, huge deposits on the bottom of the ocean. And the Russians have made it clear that they want a good chunk of that, and they mean business. And President Medvedev, in I think it was March of this year, came right out on national TV and said, if we got to send troops up to the north to defend our claim, we're going to do it. And so Canada has filed a formal claim saying, no, that you don't have all this control. And right now, but like I said, this commander of the sub is doing surveys. They have a Russian scientific team that is on a moving iceberg that is up in the Arctic Ocean taking weather samples. They had a big loadout about 3 weeks ago where they put 24 prefab houses and several thousand tons of equipment and food and everything else. They're going to be up there staking their claim to the riches of the Arctic Ocean. While they have like 18 icebreakers that can work up there, we've got two. While they're sending troops up there, we're having a hard time even getting, we don't even have a permanent base on the north coast of Alaska. We have a temporary base for a few weeks that the Coast Guard and Navy put up, usually just the Coast Guard. But, so we're woefully behind. And the Russians, as I said, are very serious about this.
This could tip the balance of power.
There's no question. And like I said, President Medvedev said several months ago, we're willing to defend this claim. China has built an icebreaker. China. I mean, they don't even have an Arctic coast, and China has built an icebreaker for use up in the Arctic. So the Russians are up there claiming a good portion of it for themselves. The Canadians are putting $7 billion into making Arctic military survey vessels and war vessels and stake. And right now they're getting oceanographic ships to map the bottom and stake their claim. But where the rub is that there's we claim about 200 miles, it varies a little bit, but of the Arctic Ocean off the northern coast of Alaska as our own. And it has to do not so much with the miles off. I mean, that's part of it. What it really has to do with is what's called the continental shelf. And then it's been down the Gulf of Mexico, off the our own coast at various places, and up north. And we have control, or we claim control, of the waters above the Arctic shelf. And that includes a lot of areas that have oil and mineral deposits that the Russians are saying are there. And so right now we're getting into a situation up north that if we don't figure out some way out of it, we're going to have a showdown with the Russians, and who knows how that's going to come.
And I have some definite questions about this, and we come back from the break, and we'll open it up again for your calls at 1-800-313-9443 when we return.
There is a season, and a time to every purpose.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Joining us tonight is Captain Kelly Sweeney. Also on the airwaves with us is our own news director, Andy DeRiso. And Kelly, I'll have some questions for you more on the North Pole subject, but let's go out to the phone lines and see what they have to offer in the way of questions and information. So let's go to Kentucky and welcome Roger. Hi, Roger. You're on with Captain Sweeney.
Hi. I'm going.
Ahoy, Roger. How are you?
Fairly good. I'm going to ask Captain Sweeney a question by analogy. There are certain numbered areas in the United States where the government has officially declared that nothing exists, and if you try and confirm that on foot or by airplane, they will shoot you or your plane. Now, are there areas in the Gulf where there are impediments to collecting information on the oil distribution of a similar nature?
Yes. Yes, there are. During the active time of the oil spill, there was a no-fly zone in certain areas, so the private people couldn't fly above there and get the overall view of what was happening. There were cordoned off, well, that's not the right word, closed off areas in the Gulf that only government vessels or government-authorized vessels were allowed. And one of them was at the actual Deepwater Horizon site. There were a number of oceanographic ships that tried to come in and do studies and do testing about how much underwater oil and disperse them were there, and the government shooed them away, saying, no, you don't have permission to be here. But I was able to find out what was happening because I had contacts on board a couple of the vessels that were actually involved and allowed in that inner circle, so I heard firsthand what was going on. But yes, there certainly are areas that still remain closed to the public and that you're not allowed to go and investigate. That's true.
Did some of those exist before the spill?
No.
Okay.
That's a good question.
They were a direct result of the... Now, there were regulations on for the general public to keep a certain distance away from oil tankers and rigs and that, just for general safety precautions.
But common sense.
As far as the closed areas for the spill, no, they were closed as a result of that spill.
Roger, I like your Area 51 analogy there, even though you didn't mention the particular place. But
I asked that because of some information I got from a nuclear submarine NCO.
You want to share that with us?
No. Sorry.
Talk about a cliffhanger. Okay, Roger.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call, Roger. Okay, I'd like to know what he's having to say. But
it'd be interesting to find out what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah, but I understand he wanting to protect his source. Anyway, let's go back. Roger, thanks a lot. We owe you one for that. Okay, let's go back out to the lines and welcome Lynn from Oklahoma. Hi, Lynn, you're on the air with Captain Sweeney.
Yeah, greetings, all.
Ahoy, Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Captain?
Doing good, my friend.
I enjoy your reports on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And thank you so much.
As do I.
And also greetings from the only state in the union with a no Sharia law. I wanted to mention that... there's a host on Republic that has interviewed an Italian scientist that has confirmed and does have the scientific data that the Gulf Stream actually stopped back in June. And I didn't know if that had been brought up. I kind of came in late on the show and wanted to call that in and mention that. But the scientist does have the scientific proof that the Gulf Stream did stop back in June. So I wanted to... bring that to your attention if it hadn't already been brought up.
I'm glad you did. You know, I work with some Italian oceanographers. I might even know that guy. I was on a ship that was working over in the Adriatic some years ago. But that's bad news, and I hadn't heard that it actually had stopped. I'd heard that it slowed and that they were concerned about it, but I didn't know that it stopped. And if that's the case, boy, that's real bad news.
Yeah, well, apparently it had stopped back in June, and... the gentleman's been reporting this, you know, since last June up until today, in fact. And like I said, he's got all the scientific data and everything to, you know, to back up the assertion. So,
well, shoot me an email or go through our website, maritimeheadhunters.com. There's a register with us today link there. You bounces right to my email. Shoot that, fill that out, and shoot that to me with some info, and where I can look at it more, because I'm very interested in that. Being somebody who works out on the water, that's very important to me.
Okay, Maritime Headhunters. Is that the email?
MaritimeHeadhunters.com.
Okay.com. Very good. Okay, that's all I have, and I thank you for your time this evening.
Thanks for your call, Lynn. And you know, Annie just sent this across to me, Captain Sweeney, and this is why she's our news director. Basically, there's a report here saying that an Arctic strategy paper signed by the Russian president in 2008, and I'll just cut right to the chase, says that the North Pole will be Russia's top strategic resource base by the year 2020.
I think it's going to be sooner than that, but yes, they're on their way, and they mean business. They really do, Dave. They're not playing.
And they're putting it before the UN.
Yes.
And expect to win.
Well, we know the UN is not our friend.
Well, that's the whole thing, you see, is that part of the reason they're doing that survey is that because the Russians and the Canadians both and the Norwegians, you know, just about everybody has ratified the Law of the Sea Treaty and therefore has a mechanism to deal with this. That's what the Russians are doing. Now, the Russian foreign minister came out with out of a meeting with the Canadian foreign minister about 6 weeks ago and basically said that, you know, we're going to stake our claim, but we're going to do it within the framework of the Law of the Sea Treaty. And that's why right now that they have Law of the Sea Treaty verification and information that they're trying to back up through their survey, underwater surveys with their sub, and with the this group of scientists on the surface who's taking the observations and taking soundings that go through the ice down to the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So they're staking their claim. The Canadians are doing the same. They're working on staking their claims and showing where the territorial waters are, where the continental shelf is. But what are the Americans doing? We haven't ratified the Law of the Sea Treaty, so therefore we're not part of the process. Now, even though we've agreed to it, and for the most part we try to follow it, its tenets, but we haven't ratified it, so it's not official. So when we have some kind of a beef about what's going on with the Russians, we have no mechanism to deal with that. We have no way to really negotiate with them except one-on-one. And then we've got the Canadians with their claims, and we've got the Norwegians that have claims that are also affecting us over on the East Coast, possibly. So we have some serious negotiations that we're going to have to get involved in. And in my opinion, the only way we're really going to do it is to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty, even though it's not a perfect document, and then be able to work within that framework to stake our claims up in the Arctic. Because, as you point out, rightly so, Dave, the Russians have stated where they're at. They know what they want, and they're going for it.
Yeah, they're not going to back down, and I think they figure this is the time to strike while we're tied up in two wars. But, you know, it's interesting, Kelly. Let me connect a couple of dots here. China, and I don't know if you're aware of this, has garnered about 98% of rare minerals that go into things like our cell phones, our GPS systems. This affects our weapon systems. So getting these materials in the future could be problematic for the U.S. And now you combine that with the fact that now an extremely diverse area of potential wealth at the North Pole has been discovered, and we're seemingly now at the moment cut out of it. We could be in some trouble. Let me add one more thing, and Kelly, I don't know if you're aware of this, and if you're not, I'll go ahead and send you the documents. The U.S. right now is commencing as we speak, and this is all from government documents. This isn't hearsay or rumor. I have the documents. They're engaged in a 5-year war game off every coastline. Now, they say that they are backing off a little bit in the Gulf because of the difficulties there that we've discussed tonight. But no one does a 5-year war game. This might be our response to the Russian claim to be in a constant state of mobilization. Are you aware of Operation Red Flag?
As a matter of fact, I am. And I have some thoughts about that. The first thought is, as far as the West Coast is concerned, they're basically going to focus on Northern California up to the north part of Washington State. And but like as you point out, correctly so, is that it affects all the coasts. Is that the Navy had a comment period up until October 11th.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And what citizens thought and everything else. And there's a number of concerns for various reasons. My concerns involve, number one, off the coast of Oregon is called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. It is a very potent potential area for a catastrophic earthquake. And I'm concerned about the bombing that they plan to do off the coast and how it may affect the ocean floor down there that's already, fragile as it is anyway. I'm very concerned about that. I have been on ships working off the coast of California that were routed by the Navy out of an area so they could do war games. Even though they were commercial, we were a commercial vessel, I was on a tanker. We were heading down from San Francisco down to Long Beach, and we were in a zone where, you know, commercial ships moved up and down the coast. So it wasn't anything unusual where we were at, and the Navy just got on the air and told everybody, get out of this area, from this area to this boundary to this boundary. We want everybody to leave here by a certain time or we're going to start bombing. And obviously we did. We had, 600... 2.4 million gallons of crude oil on, so we had decided to move out. But the bottom line is, they've done this for years, and now they're exerting their control even further. How this is going to affect commercial shipping, how it's going to affect earthquake zones and other zones off our coast that are fragile ecosystems or fragile on the ocean floor, I don't know. I know they plan to use sonar, and I was on a ship one time off the coast of Hawaii where they had been doing bombing off one of the islands, and I'm not sure I'm saying it right, Kahoolawe, I think is how I say it. But anyway, it's right by Maui, and we were over there doing a survey, and we weren't allowed to use sonar because there was so much unexploded ordnance on the ocean floor. We were worried about triggering it and having some of it blow up on it.
Exactly. Yeah, I've heard that same thing. And I know exactly the area you're talking to. I've done some diving in that particular area where it was a World War II gunnery target range.
That's right.
But I got one more log to throw on the fire, Captain Sweeney. We've got the Gulf situation where we've got Corexit coming ashore and all the toxic effects from oil and so forth. But these exercises that the military is going to be engaged in, such as firing 5,000 Hellfire missiles in an hour, you're going to see depleted uranium coming ashore with different but the same kind of deleterious effects on coastal residents, and this is on all three coastlines. And, you know, if I was to get paranoid here and forget to take my medication for a day, it almost looks like they don't want us on the coast.
Well, which is disconcerting. What I'm wondering about is why they feel they have to do it. See, well, is what I'm wondering.
They're mobilizing the military. I mean, I've talked to generals and colonels that I know, Captain Sweeney, and there's no such thing as a five-year war game, but yet the documents clearly say this. In fact, the congressional delegations of Oregon and some of California wrote to the Secretary of the Navy and said, please stop this craziness, and their two letters went ignored. Then Henry Waxman wrote the Navy and asked them to stop, and that again was ignored. So
there's obviously something going on because they're not going to have war games how to defend our coast, and not for a reason. So obviously they feel something's up. And, you know, if things come down like they might come down in the Arctic, Dave, then maybe there is something that's going to come up.
That was
my point.
I
mean, you know, we're talking about off the coast of Alaska, you know, having drilling rigs, working drilling for oil in our territorial waters. And then we have a possibility of having Russian vessels coming in, claiming the oil that is also part of our territorial waters for themselves. So, I mean, you know, there's some serious stuff going on here. And so what we're really working on defending against, well, I have no idea. But obviously they feel something's going on, and that's disconcerting to me as a citizen.
I agree. Last thing very quickly. What's this about shipping water to India, where, by the way, coincidentally, President Obama is spending $2 billion to visit?
Well, I wanted to ask you, and this is you're right on about this, how are you doing water-wise down in Arizona? Did you use a little fresh water down there?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's what I thought, too. We have some friends that just went down there for the winter, hanging out not far from, I think it's the Flagstaff, a little bit further south than that. In any case, there is indeed an announcement that came out about 2 weeks ago of an Alaskan company that has a contract for 3 billion gallons of glacier water, fresh water, that's going to be shipped from Sitka, Alaska, overseas by freshwater tankers. To the Middle East. Well, ultimately, first to India, where they're gonna bring it over, pump it ashore, and rebottle it, and then send it as bottled water over to the Middle East. And you are absolutely right. We are selling U.S. resources and sending it overseas at a time, it seems to me, that it'd be a lot better to send it down in California and Arizona and some of the places down in the Southwest that could use that water.
Well, we're not the people that seem to matter anymore to this government, and all you have to do is look at the Gulf situation. But, Kelly, I got to tell you, I wasn't going to bring this up tonight, but I have two sources who've told me that it's not just the water that we're sending to India. That's a cover for what we're really sending to India, because it could be we're going into war mode and we're attempting to give, let's say, weapon-friendly systems to the Indians so they can fight along with us against the Chinese and the Russians. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to hang my hat on this, but when you look at a five-year mobilization on all coastlines that defies all logic in past practice, you have to begin to look at this with a very curious eye.
Well, you know, it's time, I believe personally, Dave, it's time to take care of our own.
I agree.
And that's the reason that I'm for the American Merchant Marine. I like to see my fellow mariners be American citizens, you know, caring about our country, putting taxes into our country, benefiting, you know, our nation. I like the H.R. 5629 that requires only U.S. flag vessels to be drilling for oil in our waters. I mean, it's our oil. We shouldn't have foreigners drilling for our oil and relying on foreigners to do it. We should have U.S. citizens with U.S. companies inspected by the U.S. Coast Guard. And I don't see what the problem is and why anybody of sound mind would even think otherwise.
We need to make it a Tea Party issue, definitely. Captain Sweeney, tell everyone how to get a hold of you by email and, of course, your website, where they can also order your book. But we got to hold that because the break just snuck up on us. So when we come back, we'll put a wrap on this most interesting interview. Stay tuned, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this evening has been Captain Kelly Sweeney. And, Captain, I want to squeeze in a real quick call. Okay, Bill from Alaska. Hi, what's on your mind?
Ahoy, Bill.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Good evening. I wanted to make an observation real quick, living in Ground Zero up here about your guest's discussion about the Russians' claims up here. But I just like to say he's absolutely right. They're very serious. I live in Alaska, and there are an awful lot of Russian folks who live here, who have lived here for 500 years, and they're very serious about being Russians. They were Russians before we got here, and in their mind, they'll be Russians when we leave. I mean, they're great folks, but they're Russians. And if this thing ever lights off, you know, with the claims up here, I wouldn't be looking for a whole lot of support out here in the bush.
Yeah, we could have a fifth column. I hear what you're saying. Bill, we're really short on time, but thanks for your insight. And if you've
thanks,
got
Bill.
Any information on that, please send me a line at the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. I'd like to hear more about that. Captain Sweeney, tell everyone how to get your book and how to contact you.
Okay, Dave, thank you. From the Bridge is the name of the book, and Christmas time is coming, and it's a good read for people who have an interest in the maritime. It's my own experience, and tells what's really like out there, the men and women who carry the goods and people from one place to another all over the world, piracy, talks a lot about current issues. They can get it at Amazon.com, From the Bridge, or if they want to, I encourage them to go to MaritimeHeadhunters.com, which is the website that my wife and I operate. And on the company info page, if they click on that, right underneath my picture, they can go and they can order a copy of the book, just download a form. And I'll cut everybody who does it that way and mentions your show 10% off and free shipping, and I'll sign it for them personally.
Paul, thanks so much for doing that. Captain Sweeney, as always, the interviews that you do with us are riveting, informative, and educational, and I look forward to our next time together.
Sounds good, Dave. There's lots happening in the maritime. The northern passages are opening up. There's more info in the Gulf coming. The hearings are going to continue in January, and they're going to be a report probably by March on what they found in all the five study hearings. So, my friend, there's lots going on, and as always, the Common Sense Show listeners are going to hear it first.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll be in touch, Captain Sweeney. Have a great night.
Okay, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Annie, and thanks to all the listeners. Smooth sailing until next time.
Okay, Captain Kelly Sweeney, everybody, author of On the Bridge. And Annie, always a delight to have the captain on, but I want to take what brief time we have to talk about next week. As I mentioned, this may be one of the most important interviews that I ever get to do because the subject is deadly serious, and emphasis on the word deadly, pun intended. We're having a couple of the top microbiologists on the air. Both have been threatened. I've got a gentleman who also appeared on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory about Plum Island with his story and his documentation about weaponized viruses who the U.S. government holds the patent on. Yes, you heard me correctly. I've got copies of these myself, and I have dispersed them in case I get suicidal this week. So this is going to be a show that you're not going to want to miss. And Annie, you and I have been talking about doing this show now for about 3 weeks, and the cat is now out of the bag.
Well, tune in next week, folks, because it's going to be another big blockbuster.
Tell your friends,
really
tell your
is.
Family, tell everybody. Anyway, we've come to the end. Thanks so much for Captain Sweeney and you, Annie, for joining us tonight. And thanks for all your calls and your support and your emails of support. Go out and have a great week, everybody. And remember, stay mad as hell, because we need America to stand up for what's right. God bless everybody.